everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Houston Young Adults, this is Miriam, and I have the honor and the privilege to be on the podcast today. Thanks again for joining me. I pray that this edifies you and brings you joy, because for once, I have a title, and it's joy. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I always struggle so much with titles. I cannot come up with titles ever. But today is joy, and it's so simple, and it's something that us as believers can partake of. And, you know, it's something that you don't have in the world. If you think about what your life was before Christ and the moments that you thought you were happy or that you were fulfilled, but now you have the true joy of the Lord, and it's like, wow, just wow. And if you can relate, say amen. So Psalms 1:1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Amen. Now, back then, maybe you were so blind. I know I was so blind. I didn't even know I was following the advice of the wicked. So, hey, more joy, right? Or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. So it says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. I have so much joy. Amen. We have so much joy because we used to do that. We used to be in advice of the wicked. We used to stand around with sinners. We used to join in with mockers. I used to do that. Now, ooh, I got so much joy because guess what? I can see. My blinders have been removed by Jesus, and I have so much joy because I can see. And if you can see, you know what I'm talking about. And if you can't, I pray that God reveals it to you. Amen. Verse 2, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day in and day night. Amen. Day in and night. Amen. So we delight in the law of our Lord, because whenever we read the scripture, first of all, when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. So now you got to feed your spirit. Your spirit is the one that delights in the law of the Lord, the Creator, right? We're to meditate on it day in and day out. Day on it, day and night. I don't know why I keep trying to read that wrong. Right? Amen. So before, a little backstory on this, Psalms 1:1, when I was a kid growing up, I did grow up in church, and I did go to the kids class. And I remember having to memorize this verse. And the first time I heard it in English, I was like, oh, like, you know, coming to church and now knowing, right? Or understanding. Can I say that? I'll say that. I was like, I memorized that verse, you know, in kids class. I remember. And anyways, that was a side note. But, you know, when I memorized it, the reason why I'm saying this is because I felt so accomplished, right? Of memorizing it. And, you know, I did it. But that word, I didn't understand what I read. You know, I got it in me, just so I can be like, okay, done. I did it, right? But, you know, though the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces bone and marrow. It does. And the word says, train up a child and they won't depart. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that, you know, all that word that I heard by going to church, by being instilled, you know, in his house, by memorizing these scriptures, even though I wasn't understanding them, like they were still, they were planted in me. Because if they weren't, how now as an adult, me reading it, you know, how did I, it just like triggered, you know, in me. When I was a kid, I didn't understand, or I didn't have the hunger really to understand what I was reading. You know, it was just like you were just reading it just to finish or whatever. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But, you know, we should not read the word that way. The Bible says to delight in the law, to meditate on it day and night. You know, even me as a parent now, when I'm teaching my kids, you know, my kids are so blessed. You know, they go to a private Christian school and they have to memorize Bible verses on a weekly. You know, I didn't have to do that growing up. You know, I mean, I didn't go to a private school, but just memorizing Bible verses. I don't remember us memorizing Bible verses on a weekly, like maybe on a monthly, you know, maybe something like that. But these kids, my kids have to do it on a weekly basis. And even when I have an opportunity to sub, because for some of y'all that don't know, I do substitute at their school sometimes, you know, whenever I have the privilege and the honor to do Bible, to read a scripture, like I make sure that the kids understand what that scripture says, because they, again, like they have to memorize it, you know, weekly. But like, what are they saying? Like, I always ask my kids, or when I read the Bible to them, I'm like, you understand this word, or what does this mean? Like, you know, and it's important for us as parents to do that, because you want them. How else are they going to meditate on it if they don't understand it? You know, amen. That's good, right? Yes. Because I know if I would have meditated, like if I don't really understood, because this scripture, Psalms 1, is so powerful. If I really understood the meaning of it, you know, then I would have got revelation then. But, you know, God is good. I got it. So I'm full of joy. Now, verse 3 says, they are planted like... Okay, let me go back. They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves will never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Amen. When I got the revelation about me being a tree, ooh, that sounds crazy. Even to say that, a revelation about you being a tree, that sounds silly. But if you know, you know. Once you get that revelation, it's like, bam. And that would take me on a whole nother route if I dive into that. But, you know, it says they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in every season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Amen. Anytime you're going to do anything, go to this scripture. I will prosper in all I do. Glory be to God. Verse 4 says, but not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. You know what? This saddens me just to read this, you know, because a lot of people will bluntly say, oh, I'm a sinner. Oh, I'm a sinner. I sin, blah, blah, blah. There's songs that talk about sinning, you know, and they say it like just with no, really no revelation on what they're actually saying. Because if they had revelation of what they were saying, if they truly knew what they were saying, what they were categorizing themselves in, man, they would be terrified. I know now, you know, I'm terrified of being caught in any type of sin. I live holy, amen, because the Bible says that I am to be holy because he is holy, and it's not in my own strength, it's in his, amen, because by us doing what we got to do as believers, you know, being in a relationship with the Lord, reading the word, praying, being taught by godly pastors and leaders, we have everything we need to succeed. There's no excuse for us to be living in sin once you're born again. If there's something that you're struggling with that you know is a sin, because once it's revealed to you, you better watch out. Because you're constantly doing that sin, and you know better. You know, when you don't know, you're blind, you know, and you're still gonna get judged for it. But when you know, it's like, ooh, you're gonna get double punishment. You're gonna get you better stop. That's all I'm gonna say. You better stop. You better ask God to help you. And the Bible says that there's a Jocelyn said it on the last podcast. He out of every temptation, he's already made a way. So if you need help, reach out to somebody. Do not let, because you know, sin ends in death. The wages of sin are death. You don't want to be, the time is too short. There's no time for games no more, guys. Seriously. Where was I? Sinners have no place among the godly. You know, people talk about how they sin and this and that. They say it so lightly, but look at what the word says. It says they will be condemned at the time of judgment. You know, right now it's all fun and games. You're partying, you're drinking, you're whatever, indulging in whatever type of sin. But you know, the day of judgment is going to come. And when that day comes, it's just going to be you and God. It's going to be no, all these so-and-sos. No, it's just going to be you and God. And it says you will have no place among the godly. Sinners will have no place among the godly. So if you are a sinner and you're listening to this, and you have a godly friend, know that you will not have any place with the godly. That is a tough pill to swallow, right? But joy, back to joy, the joy of those who do not follow the advice, right? Who do not stand with sinners or join in with mockers. Amen. That's not us no more. That's why we have so much joy, because it was us, but it's not us anymore. Glory be to God. Verse 6, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Amen. The Lord watches over your path, you that are godly. So why not be, who else would you want to watch over you than the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth? He knew you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to watch over me. Amen. So I probably should have done this in the beginning, but that was Psalms 1:1. Amen. That was good. The definition of joy. The definition is great pleasure and happiness. Amen. So if you don't have great pleasure or happiness in your life, and you say you're a born again believer, and you know you're a follower of Christ, you gotta say, Lord, I need more of you. I need to be flooded with your presence. I need to have this joy in my life. And you know, when I looked it up, it said tears of joy. You know, that's something so beautiful. To have tears of joy in the faith, you know, tears of joy when you see that sinner come to repentance, you know, be done with whatever it is and come to Jesus. That brings tears of joy, bring tears of joy seeing, you know, your children grow up and living their best life. Like, seriously, just Selah on those moments. Of you having a roof over your head, of having a job, provision. Like, a lot of times we are so caught up in just scrolling through social media or comparing our lives to somebody else, and we're being robbed. You know, don't be robbed of those things and of all the blessings that God has given you. Because my story is not your story. You know, God has a personal plan tailor-made just for you. And it's up to you to walk it out, you know, and walk and fulfill that destiny that He has for you. I heard from a woman of God I was listening to, and it was Adalis. A lot of y'all in here probably listen to Adalis. And she said, you know, when you compare yourself to someone, first, you should not be doing that. You should not. Because, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say what she said. If you want to compare yourself to anybody, compare yourself to yourself. Look at you in the Word of God, and that's it. Compare yourself to yourself. What's the best version of myself that I can be for God? First and foremost. Second, if you're a wife, you know, for your husband, for your children, whatever ministry that you're in, compare yourself to yourself. You know, give yourself spiritual checkups. Amen. Continue to seek Him. And only in those times where you're alone with Him is when He'll speak to you. And you just go from glory to glory. Your life is a testimony of the goodness of God and how you have true joy. And when you have true joy, nobody or nothing, whatever, man, I'm so done. I'm so over social media. Like, I don't care if you have this, and that. That's not my life, you know? My life is with my husband and my two beautiful kids that the Lord blessed me with. And that nothing else can bring me more joy, you know? Amen. So, yeah, I'm a mother and I'm a wife. So I talk about that a lot. Let us know if you like to hear about that. I mean, the only thing we can say is what we've lived and what we've experienced, right? So I'm sorry that I'm not single and I can't give you singles advice. We have Jocelyn for that. Amen. Jocelyn, maybe you should do, or we need to do more on that. Or if you like hearing about marriage and, you know, raising your kids, let us know. That's all I had for you today. I do pray and believe that it blessed you. Amen. I speak joy. I will pray a prayer. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm stuttering so much today. The devil doesn't want you to have joy. That's all. And you know that's true. So that's what's going on. But this message has gone across to you. And I know, I pray that it has landed on good ground. Amen. We love you. We will see you at our next young adult service. Stay connected to our social media. There's so much going on at the Power of Love Church. I will see you there at our next service. We love you. Again, be blessed.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.